arrangement first heard it by Brother Mark Trammell. He'd come here to Mount Calvary and sing that song. And when Marnell came in today and they started those notes there like that, oh, just brought a smile. Marnell, thank you for sharing the wonderful talent that God has given you. It's almost over. Talks about the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. It says in God's word that He'll return with a shout. I don't know the words that it's going to say. It may be enough. I don't know what those words are going to be, but I know without a shadow of a doubt that it won't be long. God is returning to this world. Most of you this past week have enjoyed the holidays, enjoyed Thanksgiving. Maybe you had meals with family. Maybe you had just quiet gatherings. Maybe you did something special, whatever it did. I hope you took time to thank God for what He's done. At the end of the service today, we're going to serve communion. It says that, do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of our Lord Jesus Christ. I know that if I went around, this congregation, I would hear comment after comment about things that we could be so thankful for, what God has given us. I know that in my life, I'm always, especially around this time of year, I start to kind of reflect back on the wonderful things that God has done for us, and not only in this year, but in previous years. To walk in today and see all the wonderful decorations, and especially the bathrooms. Don't let me forget the bathrooms. The bathrooms. I actually took a picture. Let me see if I can find it over there. I was so moved when I walked into the men's room today to see all this wonderful decorations. And I have a picture in my phone that up until today, in the men's room, on the sink, all you found was this little thing by Wegmans. It's called Moisturizing Liquid Hand Soap. But I was amazed that the title was Coconut Splash, because I never even heard of a Coconut Splash Moisturizing Hand Soap. I was so amazed in the men's room, I took a picture of it. And it must have been good, because it's gone. We must have used it up. But I'll tell you one thing, I was amazed when I walked in today and saw all the wonderful decorations and how that those are just, people are faithful to do things for God, to do things within His house, but even more importantly, to do things for the family and friends that we find here. Today I'm going to read a scripture that I've read so many times on Thanksgiving. Psalm 100 is short, but it reads as such. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generations. Once again, in the fourth verse, it's normally used here at Thanksgiving, enter His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. But today I'm going to focus on those first three verses. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. Heavenly Father, I had a special blessing upon the reading of Your word. And open our minds and hearts for just a few minutes as we receive that truth from You. Each one as individuals. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen. 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 The sermon is simple. Joyful. 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 Come on in, Mimi. Just grab a seat over there. Everybody say, hi, Mimi. Hello. It's so nice to come in and not be recognized at Mount Calvary, and so you just kind of hide. Nobody know. Good to have you today. Wonderful relative of Gidi here. It begins this verse with joyful, joyful, joyful. I believe that a Christian should be joyful. Yesterday, I had the great opportunity to be a part of a celebration for Buddy's 80th, and there was a little surprise party that went on. And within that room, there was so much joy. There was so much joy. I know Buddy was pretty much he was the butt of all the jokes, and everybody got up and had different things to say over in the retired policemen and firemen that I'm so privileged to be the chaplain for, which meets every, I think it's the second Thursday each month. And the president over there, the leader, Jeremy, got up, and I want to share his comments, because he got up and they asked him to say something, and he got there. He says, you know, I talked to Charlie just before I came up here, and Charlie said, if you don't have something good to say about an individual, don't say anything. He immediately left and went and sat down, not a word. Terry timed him. It took actually 9 seconds for him to do all. And I was amazed about how people were just showing their love through joy and laughter. Billy Sunday at the turn of the century, back in those days that, no, I'm not that old. But I do have one of his song leader's songbooks, I will tell you that, for Billy Sunday. And he made a statement one time. He said, if there's no joy in your religion, there's a hole in your Christianity. If there's no joy in your religion, there's a hole in your Christianity. And I'm here to tell you that yesterday when I was there and we had a lot of fun, and we what do you do with a guy that willing to wear something like that to come take the offering? It kind of tells you a little bit about him. You know, his is a life that's filled with joy and love, and he's expressed that to us here at Mount Calvary. But I know within that room yesterday, there were great testimonies that were going on. It wasn't people grabbing over people and taking their finger and pointing them in the chest and say, where do you go to church at? And our service is 11 o'clock. No, no. But there were people who were hearing testimonies just because of the fact that God's people were allowing their joy to flow. The opportunities we have to be one with another. In this scripture that we read, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands, all ye lands. It says serve, serve, serve with gladness. You want to know the key to that joy? It's serving God. I believe it. I believe that there are people that God appoints to be pastors, to be missionaries, to be deacons, to be leaders within the church. But I believe that each and every one of us has a responsibility to serve God. But most of all, you have the joyous opportunity to serve God. I had the privilege of being at my mother's for Thanksgiving, and she's such a strong individual. My parents grew up post-depression. And all of you know that the people who grew up during that time, you know, they're just a little stronger, I believe it. So many times when I would think about my father, I think about the comment about how back in those days, the ships were made of wood and the men and women were made of steel. That's how it was. And to see her in her wheelchair, and she's pretty much in her wheelchair all the day. And the way that she tries to maneuver around and do things, and no, I'm going to still do my part. And she'll tell me, oh, I'm sorry, there are people that I needed to contact and need to give a card to make a phone call to, and I didn't get it done, and I feel bad about that. Don't worry, Ma. You are still serving God. When He lays it upon your heart to share something, you do it. And I said, Mom, you have a great gift on that because you've never had a problem sharing with us kids what was upon your heart. Lori, can I hear an amen?
Amen.
There we go. You got to serve with gladness. I want to read something. And it kind of touched me when I read the story and I did a little more research. And it was a 2-week vacation that took place in 1977. And it changed the life of Don Schoendorfer. Now, if you will practice that name, you'll know this, and I'm not going to say it anymore. I'm just going to say Don. Okay? But it also changed the lives of many, many others. He was an engineer from Orange County in California, and he was on vacation traveling through Morocco. And he saw a crippled woman who was simply pulling herself along. Wow. And there on that dirt road, when he saw this, it just touched his heart. Because he made that statement. He says, in America, we don't know what it is to see people dragging themselves over the rocks because they can't afford a wheelchair. But it's a way of life for millions of people. And that day he vowed to make a difference. 22 years later, he launched the nonprofit organization, which is called Free Wheelchair Mission. He realized that the conventional wheelchairs were far too cumbersome and they're expensive. And what he did, he designed a contraption that's got like a lawn chair and it has bicycle wheels on the side. And he was able to build the first 100 of these chairs in his garage. And then later on, he had them made in China for about $30 each. In 2001, he quit his work to work full time on this project that I believe God had laid upon his heart. By 2004, come on in, Jill. Good to have you today. In 2004, they had distributed 25,000 chairs to third world countries. And in the mid-2017, they celebrated by sending their 1,000,000th chair to those people in need. Now, I believe that you should be motivated to serve God. And I believe that if you believe it, you ought to get behind it and support it. Most of all, I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about your emotions, your personality. I'm talking about you sharing who you are with others. It said, and a writer once wrote, the true compassion does more than stir our emotions. It moves us into action. Action. What a wonderful time of year to allow your emotions to be moved into action. We said before that, what is it, a little over 3 weeks and here we are at Christmas. You'll have stuff to do. You'll have places that you need to be. You'll have obligations on your time. But there's no greater obligation that you can place upon yourself than being a blessing to someone else. People simply need to know that you care for them. People want to know that you have time to give them a call, send them a card. You have time to be there. And trust me, folks, I believe that that is the greatest way that you can say thank you to the Lord Jesus Christ for what he did upon a cross so many years ago. Make a joyful shout to the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. Wow. And most of all, know that the Lord, he is God. Somebody told me, time flies. Amen, it does. But they told me, you know, it's up to you to be the pilot or be the navigator. True? True. I don't know what you have planned. I hope that you'll enjoy some of the things that we have planned here at Mount Calvary during December. We have the King's Heralds are going to come, and boy, what wonderful music they make. The choir is going to be singing, I think it's December the 15th. I know that it'll be a time of busyness, and it'll be a time for you to run back and forth to find those gifts or the right one or the wrong one or whatever you come up with. But most of all, more than a gift, people want time. They want compassion. They want to know that you care. God, and I want to finish with this statement. God will never be less than he is. And he does not need to be more. I was getting ready for the service today. We're up here, we're practicing, and Brian was holding the car down out there, and Aletha came in. She said, come with me. Come. I started out, grab your coat, but come. How we go? Didn't know what to expect out there. Didn't know what they're going to find out. Walk around the corner, Brian's in the car. And I'm like, well, I got jumper cable. I don't know what they're talking about out here. I'm going to the car. I'm getting. And they opened up the back door, and you will find back in the back of the church there one of the most beautiful nativity scenes that I've ever viewed. It's so beautiful. I have no idea where we're going to put it. But we're going to put it somewhere. As soon as Hattie tells us where to put it. And it's beautiful. And it doesn't matter the value of it, monetary. What it does matter, I believe, is the joy that people will find within their hearts when they look upon it and simply smile. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's be thankful to the Lord God for what he did for us so many years ago. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for allowing us to come into your house. We thank you for this wonderful season, a season of thanksgiving, and we thank you for the holiday. But God, most of all, we thank you for inspiring us to simply take what we know in our hearts that you've done for us and to share it with others. God, we know that through these holidays between now and Christmas and New Year's, that there's so many people that will be suffering through depression, through a sense of loneliness, through a sense that really nobody cares about me. And God, you just speak to us in our heart of hearts and make us be those individuals that are accountable, who will reach out to those individuals who simply need just a little bit of our time. God, we thank you for each one that's taken part in the service today. We thank you for the wonderful music that we've heard. We thank you for the choir members, and we lift up each one of those prayer requests again. But God, most of all, right now, we thank you for allowing us to take a small wafer representing that body, to take a small cup of juice representing the blood, We thank you for allowing us to take this time to say thank you to you for what you did for us so long ago. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus.